This is mutual.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode of Bells in the Bat-Free was originally released May 3rd, 2010. Due to the passage of time, some things mentioned in this episode no longer exist. You will be alerted when those are mentioned.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Bells in the Bat-Free, episode 106. For those of you that may be joining us for the first time, we're driving the Bat-Free RV across country. We went to Malden, Massachusetts last episode, and now we're heading toward, well, I don't know where we're heading. Brad?
Yes?
Are you driving?
Sure am.
Shouldn't you be in the driver's seat behind the wheel?
Yeah, I had to take a necessary stop there in the back. What? Sure, it's nice to have one in the vehicle. You don't have to stop or anything. You just go.
Get in the seat and drive.
All right, geez, what a grouch. Okay, I'll get in the seat. Whoa, guess I better get back on the highway. Everybody hold on. Here we go. We're back on the highway. Oh, boy, that was fun. Say, if anybody wants any fresh corn, there's plenty on the front grill of the RV.
Oh. Yes, Brad. All right, where are we headed?
We seem to be headed west, Mr. Bell.
Why?
Because there wasn't a whole lot of east left after Massachusetts.
Oh. No. I mean, do we have a final destination?
No, Mr. Bell. I don't think we have that movie, but if you're into that kind of thing, I think we have Scream and maybe some Hitchcocks.
Where are we going?
We are going west! Your turn.
Mr. Bell, maybe I should intervene here for a moment.
Please do.
Hiya, Brad. What's up?
We are heading west because we...
Brad, talk a little faster, please.
Oh, we stopped playing that game, huh?
Yeah, you won.
Hot diggity.
Now, where are we going?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
I'm just the driver, not the navigator.
He's just the driver, not the navigator.
Yeah, I caught that. Thank you. All right, well, where would everybody like to go?
Ooh, let's go somewhere exciting.
Yeah, somewhere with bright lights that never closes.
Yeah, a place in the desert where lives change with the turn of a card or the spin of a wheel.
Where whatever happens there stays there.
So, we're all agreed on where we want to go, huh?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Let's go then.
Hot dog.
We're all driving this RV, looking out for a little bit of fun.
Oh boy!
There's meals to be eaten and shows to see,
and maybe some money to be won.
I can help out with that.
We're headed to Nevada on our pleasure quest. We've been out east, so we're heading west. Soon we'll be in the town that we like best. Viva Reno!
Wait, what?
Viva!
Hold everything. I thought you guys were talking about Vegas.
Where?
Las Vegas.
Who Las Vegas?
No.
I'm talking about Reno, Mr. Bell, as described and suggested by listener Martin Cruz.
Martin who?
Not who. Cruz.
Cruz.
H-R-U-Z. Cruz.
Cruz.
Yeah, he wrote into your email account at belltrek@gmail.com.
Email address no longer exists.
And suggested we go to Reno for a whole bunch of reasons.
Wait. How did you guys get into that email account?
We just punched in the name and put in your password, and there it was.
How did you know the password? What, have you got some sort of password identify you later?
No. But that's a good idea.
We just used your password, Mr. Bell.
Oh, for crying out loud, how do you know my Gmail password?
It's the same password you use for everything.
Well, yeah, maybe, but how do you know that password?
What would you say if I told you I've known the password for years?
Oh, for crying out loud. You figured out my password was for crying out loud.
Yes, we did.
Kind of hidden in plain sight, you know?
All right. I'll go change it. But in the meantime, what is it about Reno that made you decide you want to go there?
Well, there's the casinos.
Fallon Air Force Base, Top Gun.
Microsoft has offices here.
Guys. Oh, and Area 51, where strange things happen.
I already mentioned the Microsoft offices.
Guys, why do I hear this music?
We're headed west. We're gonna see the west. Gonna see the west. That's wild. Yeehaw.
We might even pass by Microsoft and see where the licenses are filed. That'd be exciting.
But if you sing the song again on the road and get us into a singing mode, we could have a running gag overload.
Viva!
Stop it. Stop.
Reno.
All right, we can go to Reno, but you guys got to promise me one thing.
What?
You will not cheat at the casinos.
We promise.
All right, then. We'll go.
Yay!
Set course to Reno.
Aye, Captain!
Arnie, you do have a way to cheat in the casinos, don't you?
Of course. Great, because I've made some seed money. Mr. Bell, guess what? I sold a commercial.
You sold a commercial?
Yeah, so did I. And I was inspired by you, Mr. Bell.
By me? Gee, I'm flattered.
Yeah, I saw you working with your smartphone the other day, and I figured there's a product perfect for you, and I was right, and I've got their ad now. Here it is.
Are you having difficulties with your smartphone?
Uh-huh.
When you want to make a call, do you wonder where the buttons are?
Where are they?
When you attempt to swipe to a new page, do you always accidentally activate some app that takes 10 minutes to figure out how to get rid of? Do you know what an app is?
No.
Does your brain have an app gap?
Huh?
Then your problem, my friend, is that your smartphone is smarter than you.
You said it.
That's why we offer stupid phones.
Oh, boy.
Yes, there's a stupid phone perfect for you. From the Wile E. Coyote Clever Phone with limited Acme apps, down to the Homer Simpson basic phone with rotary dial.
Marge, what's the number for 911?
So if your smartphone is smarter than you, go stupid.
Okay.
Just send a signed blank check to I'm Stupid, 555 Flatline Road.
Okay.
Show your phone who's boss.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad I was the inspiration for that sale there. Brad, Arnie, do we have a wormhole that'll take us directly to Reno?
Well, not directly to Reno, Mr. Bell, but just outside of Reno.
Okay, where exactly outside of Reno?
I'm not really sure, Mr. Bell. I'm getting some interference on my wormhole destination, you later.
Well, get us as close as you can, all right?
Okay, setting course now. Everybody stand by. Here we go! Here we are.
Arnie, there seem to be a lot of military types approaching us very rapidly here.
There's probably a welcome committee. Or not.
You in the RV, come out with your hands up.
I'll take care of this, Mr. Bell. Hello, everybody.
Do not move or you will be. Arnie? Is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Is that you, Colonel?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, it's been a long time, Arnie.
Yeah.
How'd you get into Area 51 anyway?
Don't
tell me. I probably don't want to know.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Arnie, but you got to leave right now or we're going to have to blow you to smithereens.
Oh, that's okay. I understand. Give me a call sometime. We'll talk about old times, all right? Say hello to Gluckschnort and brrr for me.
You've got it, Arnie. Well, it's great seeing you again. All right, then. On my mark. Shoot to kill.
Bye, Colonel. Okay, let's get out of here really fast.
You don't have to tell me twice. What is it we're doing?
Floor it!
Oh, yeah, right.
Whew, that was a close one. Are we safely out of the area now?
Yes, we are, Mr. Bell.
Good. Then kill that chase music. It's giving me a headache. Isn't this some beautiful countryside, guys?
Ooh, sure is.
Yeah, it looks like a Roadrunner cartoon.
Ooh, Mr. Bell, look at all the Mustangs.
Oh, yes, this area's famous for its wild Mustangs.
Wow, they're beautiful, Mr. Bell. So wild and running free.
Yeah, where are they? I don't see them yet.
Over there.
Where?
There, right over there next to us.
Oh, those Mustangs. Yeah, I think that's a car club that...
Mr. Bell, according to this right here, they put a lot of Mustangs at a ranch. Can we go see it?
At a ranch? What ranch?
It's called the Mustang Ranch.
Yeah, can we go there, Mr. Bell? Can we, huh? Can we?
We want to go to the Mustang Ranch.
We want to go to the Mustang Ranch.
How about if we go to Chuck E. Cheese later instead?
Yay!
Look, up ahead, it's Reno, the biggest little city in the world.
What, where, how now?
It's the biggest little city in the world.
Now, how can that be?
Well, actually, it's just
unless someone has established the criteria for the maximum size of a city that would be called little, and this city, Reno, has achieved the maximum of that limit.
Actually, I think it's just
so if Reno were to grow even a minuscule amount, it would surpass the size of a little city and become a medium city. And instead of being the biggest little city in the world, it would become the smallest medium city in the world.
Actually, I think...
Why do they have a bunch of signs that say the smallest medium city in the world, just in case?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure they do.
Flat tire! Alert! Alert!
Don't panic!
What should I do? What should I do?
Bail out, women and geeks!
No, just stop the RV!
Well, that was a good idea.
Who'd have known?
Yeah.
Whose turn is it to fix a flat, Brad?
No, not me.
Arnie?
Did it last time.
Mr. Wizard?
In the middle of an anthrax experiment.
Miss Schmackelheimer?
Don't even think about it.
That leaves Walt Snyder, our computer and internet wizard. All right, Walt, get out there and change that tire.
Okay, is this a software or a hardware change?
Well, a tire's kind of soft, so I guess it would be...
Soft. Okay, so basically it's like an FFR.
A fur?
You know, a wipe, format, reinstall, you know, get rid of everything.
Yes,
you know,
yes. Off the old tire, put on the new tire. That's what you need to do.
Okay, where's the server?
Hmm?
The location of the data?
It's one of the tires for the RV.
You know, what's the path?
You step out the door, you go outside, and you walk around the RV. You take off the hubcap and...
Oh, the hub! That's fine. I can just telnet in. That's easy.
Yeah, just go outside and do it.
Oh, you mean I have to, like, use the sneaker net?
The what?
You know, the sneaker net. Walking there in my sneakers?
Sneaker net.
The oldest form of networking, John.
Yeah.
Where have you been all this time?
Well, I'd never heard of the...
God, for such a smart guy, I swear you could
Just take care of the tire, okay?
Hey, Arnie!
Hi, I'm Mr. Snyder. What's your name?
Sorry, thanks for your help. Listen, I need you to go and get me the RJ45 crimper.
RJ45?
Just bring me the whole spool of the Cat 6 cable.
Huh?
And
what about Cat 5?
No, I know we have Cat 5. The Cat 6 is better. It's going to last longer.
No, it's not.
Don't argue with me. Who's the technician here?
All right, Cat 6 is going to blow up.
And let's get an extra hub. I think this one's shot. Go grab the it's called a router.
I know what a router is. I'm not Mr. Bell.
It's over there. It's in my office.
You have an office?
Well, of course I have an office.
You do?
There's plenty of room in the RV. Don't you have your own Inventulator pocket dimension-y thing?
Yeah, but not on the RV.
Well, John gave me one. He said he got it from Brad.
Brad had an office?
Yeah, anyway, it's in the supply cabinet over there. If you could just grab that, I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
Be right back.
Jeez. Man, I'm hungry. I wonder if there's a Jake in the box around here.
Here you go.
Oh, hey, thanks, Arnie. All right, Mr. Bell, the service call's done.
That's great.
I installed a really good router there, so you don't have to worry about the old hub.
You replaced the wheel hub with a router?
Yeah. You see, the hub actually sends a repeating signal throughout all the nodes,
uh-huh.
Whereas the router uses intelligent switching, so that way it doesn't cramp your bandwidth.
Fine. Whatever, just as long as it works.
It'll be fine.
Okay.
It might wobble a little bit. I don't suggest going above 80-ish.
80-ish?
You know, it is rated for 100 megabits per second, but I think if you keep it around 80, you should be okay. You should be pretty solid.
Well, thanks.
Okay, Mr. Bell. Have a good one. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye now.
All right, then. Reno, Nevada is directly ahead of us. Let's drive into the city.
Boy, Mr. Bell, this sure is exciting.
It sure is. It's really hard to contain myself.
Yeah, but whatever you do, don't sink.
After all the delays we've seen to had,
To drive into Reno, Nevada.
The singing in English. This possibility makes all of us glad.
Why are they singing?
Into Reno.
Hold it right there. Nobody can come into Reno right now.
Well, why is that, officer?
We're full.
Why?
If we get more people in, we won't be the biggest little city anymore. We'll be some sort of small as medium city or something. So you gotta wait right here until an equal number of people decide to leave Reno.
I told you, Mr. Bell. No relation to me, but I told you.
Fine.
Okay, that's all right. I'll just sit over here knowing I'm right.
All right, so, officer, what do we do while we're waiting?
Just enjoy Reno from a distance, bub. I'll let you know when you can go in.
Alrighty, guys, let's just sit here and relax and listen to the sounds of Reno just 50 feet away there.
Gee, Mr. Bell, sounds like everybody's having a good time here.
Yeah, when do you think we'll be able to go in ourselves?
I don't know, guys, maybe by next episode.
You mean this episode is...
You have been listening to episode... Give the number of the episode, Arnie.
I don't wanna.
Brad.
Don't look at me.
Come on, the end thing can't finish until somebody says 106.
Of Bells in the Bat Free.
Huh.
All contents are copyright 2000.
Come on, somebody say it.
35.
60 billion.
11 to 12 Googleations.
Infinity plus 4.
Arnie, what's this can made of?
Tin.
By John Bell.
You tricked me.
No copying or rebroadcasting is allowed without express permission from John Bell.
But what rebroadcast this?
Which he actually gives pretty freely.
Like anybody would pay.
He just likes to know beforehand who is using his stuff. So don't invite trouble. Write to John Bell at jbellvoice@gmail.com.
Set phasers to spam.
To subscribe to Bells in the Battery, go to thebatfree.com. And while you're there, join the rather wacky weirdos who converse on the forum.
Yeah, fine,
you can also subscribe through iTunes. Simply search for Bells in the Bat Free at iTunes. And while you're there, why not leave a comment?
This stinks.
Preferably a nice one, but it's a free country. Do what you
still
want.
Still stinks.
If you enjoyed listening to Bells in the Bat Free, tell your friends. If you didn't enjoy listening, then why the heck have you listened to all of this boring stuff at the end?
Gluttons for punishment.
Gotcha.
Thanks for listening. Join us again next time.
Come here.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.